The media have been quick to associate this week's protests with those that took place 30 years ago, when the pro-Western Shah of Iran was forced to flee and the Ayatollah Khomeini made a triumphant return after 14 years in exile to fill the power vacuum. To get some sense of how these two periods of unrest may or may not resemble each other, we spoke to Yusuf Ibrahim, who was installed as the New York Times Iran bureau chief in the fall of 1978. The job called for a seasoned pro, so he asked Ibrahim if he got the job because of expertise in things Iranian.
Not at all. I didn't know the country. I just landed there in the middle of the night. It was my first foreign assignment, and it was presented to me by the then executive editor of the New York Times is, you've done well here on the business desk, and we're going to try you out as a foreign correspondent, but I'm sending you to a quiet place.
Abe Rosenthal told you you were going into a piece of cake job. When did you begin to understand that what was going on was a revolution?
It takes a while. And in the beginning, it was a bunch of students throwing stones at a very harsh army. And then you began to see that it was catching. You began to see the doctors, the syndicates, the professionals. Then you began to see the middle class coming into the street. And then you began to see the clergy, which was the tipping moment. Because the clergy in Iran has the total loyalty of the mass population of Iran.
So can you remember then what you were thinking on January 16th, 1979, when the Shah actually left the country? We have a little bit of tape to jog your memory.
It was, as far as the people were concerned, total victory. The man they had condemned, the man they had said must be brought down, had finally gone. And the city went delirious with joy.
That's a goose pimple moment. And the bigger moment, which was simply unbelievable, was when Ayatollah Khomeini arrived. I mean, that was, I suspect I will never see a sea of humanity like that ever again.
So watching what's happening in Iran now, do you agree with the many journalists who see parallels with the revolution 30 years ago?
The problem with the parallel is because a lot of these reporters today are in the midst of it, they tend to grab for the easiest possible common denominator. We get to a position now where we are describing one candidate, Mousavi, as a reformer and the other one as the hardliner. But if we look at the history of Mousavi, I mean, he was, after all, prime minister from 81 to 89 under Ayatollah Khomeini. There were hundreds of executions that he supervised. The man is a killer.
But as a reporter watching this, any sense of deja vu?
Yes, of course there is deja vu. This is a movement, and this movement is growing. But even if these elections are canceled, we will have new elections, and it'll still be between, essentially, these two people. What will happen, however, is that the regime would have blinked. And that's a very important thing because it prepares the way for the next rebellion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yusuf Ibrahim was the New York Times bureau chief in Iran during the revolution of 1978 and 1979.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.